So I'm going to welcome everyone to this 15th telelearning session. And I just ask all participants to please mute your phone lines now using star 6. Both people who have their phones on speakerphone and those who don't. If you could please push star 6. And we'll keep things muted this morning for the presentation portion of the call so that we can clearly hear the presenters and are being interrupted by background noise. Thank you. So, welcome to the 15th telelearning session sponsored by the Canadian Social Economy Hub. I'm Jessica Notwell, and I manage the Women's Economic Council, which is a national nonprofit working toward women's economic security, both by providing direct support to local women-centered CED organizations and doing national public policy work. And I will be your moderator for today. The Council is a member of the board of the National Social Economy Research Program, and it's co-led by the University of Victoria and the Canadian CED Network, or SEDNET. It involves practitioner organizations and universities across Canada in partnership with a national hub and has 6 regional centres in different parts of the country. Through funding from the federal government, from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council, the project is undertaking research to understand how the approaches of social economy can be better understood and also effectively applied so that community organizations, civil society, community development, developers, and researchers can collaborate together to empower groups and communities to meet their social and economic needs. This morning, as you know, we're focusing in this teleconference on the important role that social economy organizations play in reducing poverty through exploring 2 questions, primarily. What are some public policy trends and instruments supporting poverty reduction in Canada? That's the first question. And then, what are some community-based approaches to poverty reduction in Canada? Is the second question. And they will broadly frame the presentations and discussions today. The objectives of the telelearning session are to familiarize practitioners with the research, to provide a forum for practitioners and researchers to communicate together, to engage practitioners in discussions on the research, and to help use the research to impact public policy and practice. So Dr. Ian McPherson and Rupert Downing are the 2 co-coordinators of the Canadian Social Economy Hub, and Rupert sends his regrets that he can't be here today, but we would like to welcome Dr. Ian McPherson, who's here on the call with us. Just to give you a small reminder about the chat room, we are running a chat room concurrently with this telelearning session to enhance your ability to interact with other participants. So if you have access to a computer and internet connection during the call, please visit the chat room. The address is www.chatzy.com/5258468939355, and that also came out in the email that was sent to you about the call. And you can sign in with the password poverty reduction, 1 word, capital on poverty and capital on reduction. At any time during the session, please feel free to use the chat room to direct questions and comments to fellow participants. And then during the discussion portion of the session, after the speakers have presented, if you would like to direct a question or comment to one of the speakers, just please type **question* in the chat room, and you will be given a chance to speak in turn. There will also be an opportunity for people who have not joined the chat room to add their names to the discussion queue. So if you're not online, don't worry, you'll still have an opportunity to speak. This morning we'll hear from 2 speakers, which will be followed by our interactive discussion. So the first speaker, Shauna McKinnon, is the director of the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives Manitoba office. In 2009, CCPA Manitoba, in collaboration with Make Poverty History Manitoba, released The View From Here, Manitobans' Call for a Poverty Reduction Plan. And more than 50 community-based organizations have endorsed this report, and several groups are actively advocating for the province to adopt the timelines and targets laid out in the plan. Before joining CCPA in 2005, Shauna was employed as a project manager for the Manitoba Government's Community Economic Development Committee of Cabinet, where she coordinated the development of Manitoba's CED policy framework. A social worker by training with specialization in social policy and community development, Shauna has worked across the province, including in several Manitoba First Nations communities in the north and in Winnipeg's inner city. And in addition to her current role at CCPA, Shauna is completing a PhD in interdisciplinary Culinary Studies at the University of Manitoba with a focus on labor market policy and Aboriginal second chance learners. And our second speaker will be Jean-Marc Fontaine, who is a professor of sociology at the Université du Québec à Montréal at UQAM. He has over 20 years' experience in research on local and community development and has an important number of publications in this field as well. His research projects are funded by the SSHR of Canada and other public and private institutions, and his research interests lie in the field of economic sociology, development studies in the metropolitan context, local governance, social innovation, poverty, and are generally done in partnership with community actors. He's co-director with Nancy Neimton of the Chantier de l'Économie Sociale du Québec, of two important community-based research organizations dedicated to the social economy, and has set up a new model linking universities with communities. So those will be our two speakers this morning. I would just like to remind anyone new who's joined us, welcome to the 15th telelearning session, and please could you mute your phone line using star 6 now, just to allow everyone to clearly hear this morning's presenters, not interrupted with any background noise. So first, I would like to invite Shauna McKinnon to speak to us this morning, and then Jean-Marc will speak afterward. So Shauna, welcome.
Great, thank you. Okay, so I thought what I would do is just sort of give a very brief overview of the trends around poverty reduction and what we've found here in some of our research, and then I'll just talk more specifically about what's happening here in the Manitoba context. So first of all, as people likely already know, we've got poverty reduction plans in place now in several provinces. Newfoundland has a poverty reduction plan in place, Nova Scotia. PEI, I understand, is in the process of putting one together. Ontario now has one. Quebec has, for some time, had their legislation in place. And very recently, the governor of Manitoba introduced a poverty reduction plan called All Aboard. And we have done some research here when we were, hoping to get Manitoba to put a poverty reduction plan in place. And what we found were some features that we thought were important for poverty reduction plans. And so I just want to quickly outline those because they really did form the basis of the work that we've done from the community in terms of putting together our poverty reduction plan that we've been pushing the province to integrate before they put their All Aboard strategy out. So one of the things that we think is important is we think poverty reduction plans need to have timelines and targets, and we see that in some of the plans, not all. We need to have a process to consult with citizens. We need strategies and action plans that certainly profile what governments have done, but they can't stop there. They need to also look forward as to where they're going to go. And just often what happens is you see some of these poverty reduction plans come out, and they're more of a PR exercise, and we're just adamant that, it needs to be more than that. Also, we think we need to have mechanisms in place to ensure that there's broad cross-government involvement in poverty reduction. It's not something that just belongs to one department, and also a process to evaluate progress, so measuring against some sort of indicators. So those are the features that we feel that we need to have in poverty reduction plans, and so in the context of Manitoba, we've certainly been looking at in the work that we've done from the community, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But first of all, I just wanted to emphasize in terms of the context in Manitoba, and certainly this is, I'm sure, the reality in many other provinces, but I'm just going to talk a little bit about the political milieu here in Manitoba and then the connection between the research that's come from the community and the activism in the community as being sort of the three critical ingredients that have brought us to where we're currently at in Manitoba, which I'll describe as well. So certainly we've had some struggles with the political milieu. We have an NDP government, so you would think that would be making things easier here for us, but it has not in regards to poverty reduction planning. Our NDP government has been quite resistant until recently to put forward an actual strategy. But they certainly recently came out of the gates in the spring with the All Aboard plan, which we think is a good start, but it's certainly not doing everything we want it to do. So we'll continue to push our plan forward that we developed around the same time, which we have called The View From Here, and I think Ashley provided some links to that document on our website. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the history, very briefly, around how this has evolved, because I think what's really critical about where we're at is we have had this really strong connection between the research and the mobilization of community to push forward our View From Here plan. So, you know, we've got a history of pushing around this stuff. Back in the early 2000s, a group of people came together to sort of push for legislation looking at what was happening in Quebec. And more recently, we've brought those folks that were engaged in the activism together with CCPA, recognizing that we really need to formalize something so that we would have the research to back up the need to show the need for a poverty reduction plan. So we started to do that about, I guess, a year ago now, and we came forward with what we described sort of as an outline as wanting to see the province develop some timelines and targets. We then moved forward and developed our plan after several groups had done, you know, community consultations over the year looking at what people wanted to see. And we put together then in the spring our View From Here, Manitoba's call for a poverty reduction plan that's really outlined some specific things that we would like to see happen. But most critical, it outlined some key indicators that we thought the province should incorporate into a plan. So very shortly after that plan, our plan came out. Well, actually, they actually, before our plan came out, they released the All Aboard strategy. What's important about that is we feel very strongly that our research, because they were quite aware that our plan was coming forward, that our research and the mobilization that we've done in the community really pushed them to put their All Aboard strategy out. So we really think that we had a critical role in pushing the province to actually put out a plan, because they really had been hesitant to do so. Not everything that we have asked for is in their plan, but certainly you can see the language that we had been using reflected in their plan. So they certainly were looking at what we were doing and integrated it. Where we run short is that we haven't got them to commit to some timelines and targets. They've committed to a few things. They've outlined some recently. There's been a commitment to some of the housing indicators. And I should just say that what we've recently, not everyone would be aware, that we recently had a leadership, a change in leadership here with our NDP government. We now have a new premier as of Saturday. Well, swearing in was Monday. Greg Selinger is now the premier of Manitoba, and he's got a long history in the community, and we're many of us are quite happy to see him the leader. We think that he'll be much more progressive. But one of the critical things in the leadership race was that he actually committed to a couple of things. One was to revisit looking at legislation. So we're not sure what that's going to look like, but there's been resistance to that up till now, so we're hopeful in that front. He did not commit to doing timelines and targets broadly, so we're going to have to keep pushing in that regard. But he did commit to one target that we've been working on for a very, very long time, and that is a number of new rent geared to income units. So we've been asking for 300 new units a year for 5 years, which isn't nearly enough, but something that we think is doable for the provincial government. So we've got some strong commitments, and I guess I'll leave with this important point for us, the learning, is that we feel that bringing the research together with the community action has been critical to the place that the province is now at. If we wouldn't have had this work in place and ready to go, we would never have the commitments that we now have with the new premier in place. And so so I guess just evidence to us that we need to keep pushing our governments and be ready when the timing is right so that we can affect some of the things that we're seeing happening here in Manitoba. So I guess I'll just leave it at that. I think I've probably taken up my 10 minutes.
Thank you, Shauna. That's really enlightening. It's really great to be able to see the links that you're making between that broader public policy work and those calls for community involvement, timelines and targets, and really being able to measure our progress, and then the actual application on the ground in Manitoba and what's happened and what still needs to happen. It will be interesting now to hear the links also between the Manitoba context and what's happening in Quebec. So we'll now invite Jean-Marc to present his piece as well.
Okay, thanks a lot. First of all, I'm not the co-director of the Chantier de l'économie sociale, but I am co-director of the CURA, which is the research group on social economy. The second point I would like to make at the beginning is that the link between social economy and poverty is not a direct historical link. It's not at the core center of the mission of social economy, but it's more something that we inherit from the economic system in place. My presentation will be short and touch three points. First, kind of observation on the question of poverty and inequality. The second is, in continuity of what Shauna said and present, is the what we have done in Quebec to be able to fight poverty. The third one will try to design a perception of what kind of global strategy we need to be able to fight poverty, and then we could see in that global strategy what could be the position or the place of social economy. So the first point, we have to be careful when we look at poverty and inequality. First of all, there is an increase of inequality in Canada since the beginning of, we could say, the 2000 years. In the decade of 1970 and decades of 1980, we had some kind of reduction of inequality. But from the 19th on, we have an increase of the inequality that is not done, but is happening in Canada, which means that we have more people that are rich and very rich, and we have more people that are poor, and we have a middle class that is slowly diminishing between the two. Of course, the increasing of inequality does not mean that there's an increase in poverty. And if we look at Quebec since almost 10 years, we can see a slight decrease in the number of people that are considered poor. Of course, it depends on the definition that you give to poor people. But nevertheless, the situation is a little bit progressing in that content. And, of course, the reason is that we have specific actions that were designed either by the states or the société civile, the civil society, to be able to fight the question. For example, at the state level, we had an increase in the salaire minimum, the minimal wage. We had increase in the allocation familiale, family allocation. And, of course, we have new kind of strategy or mechanisms. For example, for kindergarten, we have very low cost. It costs $7 a day if you are able to enter in the public system of Centre de la Petite Enfance. So it's kindergarten. I'm forgetting the English word for that. But nevertheless, what is very interesting is that at the end of the 1990, we had an organization that was related to the church that mobilized people that were in a situation of poverty to do what they call at the time Parlement de la rue, which is the street parliament. And a lot of people gather in front of the government office in Quebec City asking for a law against poverty. So they put pressure on the government, and the government went that way in 2002, and they set up a law against poverty. It was not completely designed in the way that the collective against poverty wanted to be, but still it was interesting. It brings new money, it brings the idea of cooperation between different ministers, and it brings a kind of recognition of the importance of the poverty has to be fought at the national level, by national women Quebec. Of course, we don't have the same situation at the federal. I think the federal was very timid in the way of working against poverty, and there was a lot of cuts in social development done by the conservative government. So we had a specific law, but even if the law was very interesting, they put a new law around 2005, which is the law number 57 that redesigned the système de sécurité du revenu, so it's the social security system. And we went a little bit backward with that law, putting pressure on people that are not willing to re-enter the workforce. So even if the government is trying to do things, his capacity or capability is very limited. We need to have a global strategy that will imply the private sector, of course, the social economy sector, the community movement, the union movement, women, and so on, every kind of social movement, to be able to redesign what we can call the model of development of the society in a way that, for example, it's very attracting for the media to have Mr. La Liberté that will go in space and spend $35 million to be able to be a clown in the space. But I think that money comes out from people that work. So if we keep that kind of concentration of wealth around a few people, then we are creating a society that considers inequality come a way to develop society. And that's not things that we want at the local level where we have people that are suffering. Now in Montreal, the poverty is redesigning in a way that it was different from years ago. We have more immigrants. We have, of course, native people. We have homeless women that